Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens. And we are back with another episode of Canada's Drag Race. This is the lip sync slay off. But before we get to that, how are you slaying off this week, Cynthia?
Oh my God, I'm slaying off. I'm in holiday mode. I've been going to like holiday little meal after holiday brunch after another little holiday thing. So I've been really just like feeling my festive self and then working out because then I feel guilty for eating lots of decadent foods.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I love that. That's
today's workout was in the dark. It's this place called Jaybird in Vancouver. Have I talked about it before?
I've seen people post about Jaybird a lot.
So it's like really dark. Venus actually goes. So
yes, that's
it's
why.
Working. But essentially you work out in the dark and my balance was tested, bitch. I almost fell over like 3 times.
I think that's incredibly unsafe, but I love that you had fun.
It's like that bougie kind of like workout stuff. You can get like lost in it because the music's really great. So there was like a zen part of it today. I love it.
No, I don't know. Something about like workout in the dark for me just feels like a red flag.
Well, there's like candles, so it's not pitch black. It's not pitch black, and your eyes do adjust. But when you first walk in, it's kind of like, whoa. I thought I was talking to the instructor because I was like, oh, do we need to grab a ball? And the girl looked at me. And she's like, I guess everyone grabbed a ball, so I grabbed a ball. That was my thrilling
morning.
I don't
know. Something about me is just like, I like to see where I'm going when I'm picking things up, but I'm sure it's not very heavy weights.
No. This is what we're using bands. Bands and those balls. Ooh, bands. Pilates ball.
The Vancouver fitness industry is just so funny.
And I'm like totally in that like Lululemon girly pop demo graphic where it's just like, yeah, I know you think they're too frou-frou, but I love it.
It's way too frou-frou for me. Like if I go to the gym, I walk in with my pants are barely hanging on. I'm wearing a dirty sweater, no shoes. I'm just in my socks and my gym bag. And I want it to be like, and I leave filthy.
Is everything okay?
Like, I need my, like, I need my gym to okay? be. I need it to be so lit and filthy. Like, I don't want to be like, I don't want there to be beautiful candles when I'm just like throwing weight around. I don't know.
It's just not my. It smells magnificent. It smells so good in there. I don't know what they like pump it with.
My gym smells like someone's balls. Like, I don't know. Like,
you know what? I always assume that you can't smell Instagram stories, but
that's
I was
what
like,
it looks like.
That place looks like it might smell like balls. So you've been good as well. Do you want to stay on the podcast?
Yeah, I've been really good.
Can you tell everybody?
Yes, I was hosting the girlfriend experience this week at my home, which was super fun. We got to hang out a lot. We watched continental videos, which is always super fun. Yeah, super fun. And she's such an easy person to have around. She's like a house cat, you know?
Oh my God. I love it.
Sleeps most of the time, eats like 2 meals a day, super easy. You know,
my favorite was girlfriend on her story, just being like, I'm in a small town. Nobody knows me here. I was like, it was really adorable. I was like,
she's like, I haven't been recognized once.
Exactly. I was like, she is living her Hollywood fantasy. She's like, I just have to get away, go to a small town where no one knows me.
It was very that fantasy. I was driving her to the train today and she was just like, oh, thank you. I really needed this. And I was like, no problem, babe.
Did you guys use the hot tub?
No, we didn't use the hot tub.
No hot tub advantage.
I know.
Oh,
well, here's my thing.
She everything didn't bring okay? a bathing
she didn't bring a bathing suit, so I knew that the hot tub would just be naked hot tub. I will say, never in my life have I seen that much naked woman in my life.
Very much.
In my whole life.
It was truly the girlfriend experience. The experience truly. Of having
a At one point, she ran up to me after the shower and she's like, look at this cute merch, cute paintings I got from a fan and just nothing on. And I went,
nothing?
And I went, oh my God.
That's girlfriend.
I was like, oh, I'm like cooking a soup and I'm like, oh my God. Okay. Beautiful paintings.
How confident to be that confident.
I know, but she sleeps until 11, so I was able. I know, but she sleeps till 11, so I was able to get my full workouts in every morning. And I've started a new program. I'm starting a lot of accessory work right now, so I was able to get all of that work in. Kind of.
Oh, fun.
A lot of supersets. I was joking. It's a lot of supersetting. A lot of, it's more like I'm adding bodybuilding movements on top of my CrossFit movements.
Whoa.
Just to get a little bit more accessory work for muscle building.
I love it. Semi-qualified. Super fun. Fitness.
I know. I'm actually noticing a lot of people are getting fitness brand deals, and I'm sitting here like, guys, what's happening?
What's happening, Juice?
What's happening? I'm sitting here and I'm not getting the fitness brand deals.
Maybe
I know.
I don't know. We can strategize. We'll fix this.
I'm just going to start emailing people being like, I'm right here.
I'm right here. Bring a ring light or something so it's like the video is like brighter or something.
Oh, I guess.
Be that girly. Or bring a little light.
My coaches are like, you're already recording your lift. Do you have to bring the ring light?
You bring a sound guy? Boom mic?
I bring a full cameraman. But do you know who did have a sound guy and a cameraman?
Luna Dubois, as she walked off showing her beautiful ass last week.
Exactly. Let's get to the episode.
We got to dive right in. I miss her already. The class.
I know.
I feel like she would have been
fun on this episode.
Oh, yeah. Although, I don't
imagine
know
her.
That.
No. Imagine her doing Uninvited. That would have been cunty.
Okay, yes, you're right. Certain songs would have been cunty. Other ones, I think we would have seen the same thing as last week's lip sync. But I digress.
Sure.
We miss you, Luna. And you need to start your podcast because I'm still not over her sexy vocals. Can we jump in? Can we jump in and talk about Melinda and just how Melinda is going viral online? Everyone loves her. I'm obsessed.
I truly think it was... It's not that I wasn't surprised because like we knew she was kind of chaotic but it was like that. It felt like it happened overnight.
There was something about Brooklyn's look last week being that coat, like it being too similar, like that the memes were just inventing themselves. It was like just too good, too much of a coincidence on top of like already great reality TV that Melinda's just like, she's a star is born.
Have you seen, you need to tell me if you've seen this. Have you been on Melinda's social media?
Like a little bit, but she's almost not like super duper active. That was my next thought is like, how is Melinda handling this virality?
Melinda posted, it has 17,000 views. It has the longest millennial pause I've ever heard in my life.
Oh no.
And it is a 9-minute Snatch Game acceptance speech. It's fabulous.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's her in full face, but just like boy clothes, boy hair. And she's like, hello, it's Melinda. I haven't been around much on social media, but it's fabulous. 9 minutes long. And it's all the comments are like, queen, you're the mother I never knew. Like,
she really just lives in that world. I don't want to say delusion, but like,
it's fab.
Delulu is the Salulu, and she's the embodiment of that.
Oh, I would say she's a little Delulu, but you have to be Delulu, you know?
And that's the fun part. That's why I'm kind of obsessed.
Yeah, that's the best part about Melinda is that like slight delusion that she has and how passionately she feels.
No, it's so good. It's so fun. And so I understand the internet being like feral for this kind of drag queen. It reminds me of original single digit Drag Race seasons. Does it not?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And that's
what everybody's
saying.
Classic drag. It's just real kudos to this fourth season. I feel like they've officially found their footing as far as how to like recreate the show for Canadians. Because you know, sometimes you're like, oh, the show's not the same. This is like, honestly, this is just as good.
It's genuinely entertaining. I'm excited to watch it every week, and I haven't been excited to watch Drag Race in a long time.
Absolutely. And speaking of which, the girls were told at the end of last episode, another
which we
fun
did not
thing
talk about.
Season,
I was very embarrassed because it happened.
I was embarrassed. We record these episodes in different ways where we see parts of episodes, so I think we didn't get to include it. But we now get to talk about it. The lip sync slay off extravaganza, and two queens are going home. Scary.
I know.
I feel like they've never done this kind of challenge on Canada as well, on Canada's Drag Race as well.
That was late.
but I loved it. insane. Intense.
No, I'm happy. I'm happy. And it's something that I feel like we've wanted for a long time. And I think it's something that Canadians deserve because unlike, you know how the UK is very like camp? Like all their queens are very camp. They're very cabaret. They sing a lot. I feel like Canada is very performance based. We are performers, right? Especially mm-hmm. Toronto girls coming to Twitter for the Toronto marathon drag dialogue that has been happening. Did you see that?
Girl, you know I'm not on Twitter too much. On X.
Okay, so this actually makes sense for this episode. So this isn't too much of a tangent. So there is a dialogue happening on Twitter right now where Venus had posted the one thing she doesn't want to go into 2024 is marathon drag because we don't get paid enough to do it and it's too much work. And it created this big dialogue with like people about whether it's good or bad or all these things. And it essentially turned into Vancouver versus Toronto. And Toronto yep. people are just like, hey, I really enjoy doing marathon drag because it's fun and it makes me a good performer. And Vancouver people being like, you deserve no. more. Respect yourself.
Unionize.
Don't do it. It's so... Girl, I thought it was so funny because those Vancouver tweets were heated and all the Toronto people were like, meh.
I know. It's so, like we're... It's like Vancouver's frustrated on your behalf or something. But you guys... don't mind.
Exactly. That's what it felt like. But what I will say is a Toronto girl cleaned up and that has something to do with, you know, marathon drag, the practice, the ability to perform and the grinding. Do we deserve a little bit more money? 100%. But I'm just saying.
It scares the shit out of me. It scares the shit out of me.
You would be fine.
I know, but like also that like fun fact is why I was one of the reasons I was intimidated to start doing drag in Toronto was because of like marathon drag. I was like, they just don't stop.
I know. And it's like you are seen, you're not seen as an artist. You're seen as like a go-go dancer.
Yes. And it's different.
It's different, but you're able to like use it as practice, you know, like. I'm doing practice, a marathon show.
Practice, but the one caveat I will notice with Toronto girls, they all have like their go-to move. Like they all in these
Babe,
sets,
please.
They like lean into like a it's almost like a tick. I don't sorry to offend anyone with like
you
ticks.
Have to. No, you have to. You have to.
Right?
You have to have the one thing you go to
Gotta
because
do.
you're doing so much, especially if it's like a wow trick. Mm-hmm. You know? You got to do it. You know what was big for a while? Handstands. Brooklyn did one handstand and it went fire everywhere and everyone was doing handstands.
What else is new?
But no one could do them like Brooke, so it just looks silly.
I swear. Yeah. Okay, where do we want to dive in? Okay, do we want to talk about the Golden Beaver, like Melinda saving Kiki? Do we care? Is that kind of last week's blah blah blah?
Well, I mean, it's kind of like I feel like we should just kind of go right into the episode because we have two queens to interview.
Absolutely. But can I just say one thing at the top of the episode? We were getting sassy near enough. Can I direct quote two quotes that she said?
Please, please do. Please do.
This tacky thing called like friendship and love. Spicy Nira. And then the trash will take itself out. These were
She's
her sound
funny,
bites.
Bitch.
She's funny. She's feisty. And she was ready. I feel like this was a near enough episode, which made me very happy.
Yeah, it was nice to really see her shine this episode.
We really dive in right away. There's like, we kind of start with like we find out the Maxi, and then we go and it's like, there's a little mirror chat about like, as we age with drag, and then a soft moment from Venus, which I appreciated. I thought that was sweet.
Yeah, that was nice to kind of have her talk about like her insecurities and pressure with her body, because mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of times we don't really hear that side of people's stories when it comes to like the pressures of staying fit and thin, mm-hmm. you know, for drag. Usually it's kind of like people being shamed for having bigger bodies, but mm-hmm. you know, it kind of shows like, you know, it's not as bad on the other side of the coin, but there is still pressure.
Totally. I think when you put yourself out there, like when we wear these costumes that like they don't really leave anything to the imagination, you can pad, you can, you know, do these tricks, corsets and things, but either way, you like really are putting yourself out there and it's very vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I thought it was, I resonated with a lot of what Venus was saying. It's, you know, sometimes it's intense to put yourself out there and it's a ton of pressure.
I know. Well, I gained a ton of weight from 2020 till now, and a lot of the costumes that I used to be able to wear, and I used to wear like Venus level costumes, like tiny little skimpy dresses.
You love the little, lots of straps.
Oh, I love it. Lots of strap, tiny little dress. I used to wear those all the time. Mm-hmm. And now I can't wear those anymore because my body's just, it doesn't give the same, you know, look that I want. So that's like, it's something to adjust to. So like, it's so much pressure with our bodies, with what we show the world. Mm-hmm. So.
No, I totally get it. Mm-hmm. But then we head to the main stage.
Ba, 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 cover girl.
A listener, an SQ cutie, suggested a little sound effect. I think we should make one.
I think we should. It could be
2 hours later.
Or
that's technically...
Now we pause for the big reveal.
I love that one. It has to be Eve.
Do you like that one?
I love that.
Or it could be...
Please, these gays, they're trying to murder me.
Yay. Oh, the soundboard.
Yeah. We'll find one. We'll get a nice... Oh, wait, no. All right, guys, let's go to the main stage.
Shine!
Boom. It feels correct. Shorter than the rest. Nice and abrupt. Quick. Okay, what did we think of Brooklyn's look? This gem in the holograms, 80s, fantastic dream.
Do you know what's so funny? Remember at the beginning of the season where all we saw was Brooke's hair, and we were, you and I had an aside where we were like, what is she doing this season with, like, her looks? Like, I don't know what's happening. And now when you see the whole look together, you're like, oh, she looks great.
Yes.
So I really liked it. I thought it was fun. The hair was a little hard to swallow, but the overall look I thought was a fun little look. I love a pink zebra print.
Oh, me too. Me too, bitch. I think in motion, like when she was moving around, it made more sense than in a still. There was just something about the hair. The bang, it looked a little moppy or something. Like, it just, I wanted to see her face a little bit more or something, or it's like her particular type of beauty, it just didn't, it wasn't celebrating Brooke's beauty. I felt like it wasn't flattering.
I think I just love her in, I think with Brooke, I just love her in something glamorous.
Yeah,
so it's hard for me to adjust to her in something more campy.
Yeah. And it's like, I felt like it almost needed to be more spiky or less spiky. It was like somewhere in the middle. I just didn't know the curl. Anyways, I digress. We've got Brad, look queen of the season, Tracy Maljor is here. And
no, she called her something else this time. She didn't call her the look queen. She called her, I forget. But she called her something else. And I thought of you immediately because it wasn't the look queen.
Someone wasn't taking notes.
I know. I fucked up.
That's okay.
I fucked up.
That's okay. And then our special guest judge of the week is Winnie Harlow. Would you consider Winnie a supermodel? I would.
I will. And can I give you my claim to fame?
Of course. Does it have to do with Winnie?
I worked with Winnie. I was keying a fashion show. And this was well before she was on America's Next Top Model, but way before I had even thought about starting drag. And a friend of mine took a chance on me and let me key their show. And I hired a bunch of assistants. And Winnie was one of the models. And I stupidly gave Winnie to one of my assistants instead of doing it myself. And what I will say is she was the kindest, nicest, sweetest person. And when I say the skin was so beautiful, it was astounding watching people do her makeup. So the girl who had done it, her name was Taylor, she was doing her makeup and she barely needed anything on her face. Right? Because the
a
way
true professional model.
it was I have never seen skin that clear in my entire life. And just the way that her face was laid out, that all we did was just like, I think there was some color correction, maybe, I think. Mm-hmm. And then she did the eye look that needed to happen. And she painted. It was so crazy. I watched her do her lipstick. All she did was paint her bottom lip. And she said, oh, can you just quickly slap them together? And she like perfectly like pursed her lips, slapped them together, and her lip was done.
Done.
And I was like, I am obsessed with this woman. So it was crazy. And she was just really kind and sweet. And I just am very, I feel very blessed that I've got to meet her at least once.
I love seeing her on Canada's Drag Race. This is just so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like a really cool pick. Yeah, I thought, cool. What did you think of her judging, her vibe? I thought she brought something cool.
It was fun.
Yeah.
She was fun. She was there on a fun episode and she decided to have fun with it. Mm-hmm. So she was great.
In a word?
Yeah.
Fun.
Fun.
So we have like this system with Winnie drawing names out of a glass bowl to kind of kick it off with our queens. Do we think production was in Winnie's ear and there was like a stacking of any sort? Do you think this was there any riggery happening in this glass bowl?
No, it felt very random to me.
Okay. I just shoot the shit.
No, it felt very random. It didn't feel pointed at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was curious. I was like, could they have ever been like, hold like for cameras or something? And then they quickly like make sure the first card was for denim, you know, just to put them.
Maybe,
put
but I have a feeling Winnie gives me the energy of she's going to be like, but I want to pick whatever one I want.
So, slay. She's like, let me just do my thing. So either way, or in a genuine way, denim is selected first and she picks a song. She picks That Don't Impress Me Much. Like, do we want to go through the weird like the orders of things or should we just dive into lip syncs? Because at one point I was like,
well, I think but we can kind of vaguely go over like the choices that I think like the queens that chose. Denim also chose what's it called? She didn't choose that.
Oh, so you know why? Because I deleted my notes on the like she picked this and then she did this and then she did this. Because once I actually started to the note taking of actual performances, it kind of was like a cleaner way of writing it. So I'm sorry. That's why I thought.
That's okay. I was like, that was wrong. But I think the fake news. Yeah. The most we can talk about is that Aurora had chosen denim for the lip sync and kind of throwing this alliance that they had out the window.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they had an alliance. And when was that made? Like, I feel like that was the top of this season.
2 episodes ago.
Okay, so not the top. Wow, I'm really spitting facts here.
Yeah, so it was an alliance that was kind of thrown out the window, and Denim was just like, okay, guess that's not happening. Another thing we could talk about is how Neera wanted to finish some unfinished business.
I love that. With choice. Amy. That was good. Yeah. So once the queens actually started to get like all the songs were getting used up, essentially queens had to start partnering, like choosing these picks. And so with Aurora's situation, she was kind of explaining she knew that song better, so it was less to do with denim but more the song. What do we think? No
bullshit.
She wanted to take denim out. She's like, let's go.
These girls are making bold decisions,
big moves.
They're making big swings, big moves. They're not being Canadian nice about things, because that's what we've kind of had for 3 seasons. We've only really had one person make these big moves on each season. Like, mine was Alona, yours was Eve, then we had Fierce. Like, we only really had one person making those big, big strides. And I feel like a lot of the girls on this are like, oh no, I'm making a big stride. So I have a feeling that the chaos is kind of everywhere with these girls. So while I love that Aurora said that, I don't believe it for a second.
Case in point, Neera picking Amy. She's like, let's go. No double saves here. We're gonna settle this for once and all.
We're settling the score. Yeah. I felt bad for Kitten. Kitten looks scared.
Well, I think this is part of the whole experience, right? Like, she knew this was coming at some point, like a more like dance-based, lip-sync-based. It's like, she didn't know it was going to be like an extravaganza, if you will, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of like almost, I don't want to say like she gave up before she walked out, but I didn't see the same fire in her that I've seen on other weeks.
Interesting.
It was kind of like, I guess this is what we are doing.
I will say from personal experience, each lip sync becomes less and less. Like, by my third time doing it on the season, it wasn't an extravaganza, but it's like, you know, you've done it enough times that you're kind of like, oh, fuck, like, what else am I gonna...
I'm going to be really honest. I would kill for this challenge. I would
to keep
love
going and
challenge.
Going and going.
Well, I'm a marathon drag girl. I'd be
See?
Like
West
I'd be
Coast
like, I've trained
Central.
For this. Yeah, I've trained for this. Like, this is, I have years banked in to do this. Yeah. I've got this.
Take a scan of my spine. Look at my neck. How many times I've flipped my hair.
Yeah, I can do this.
Read the room, my dear. Slay. Slay. Okay, so do we want to dive in with lip sync number one? Round one. Lip sync
number
one.
So we get Melinda and Kitten with Don't Impress Me Much.
There we go.
Yeah.
There it is. Love that song. I would love to lip sync to this song.
It was kind of, I wish they chose a different Shania song, but like, I thought it was fun. While Melinda bodied it, the wig.
What's going on with that wig?
I could have done without.
Sponsors, Got To Be was a sponsor this season, babe. Just hit a little bit of that in the front and don't let the bang hit you in the.
No.
Oculus.
No. I preferred the movement. Was it a hard front?
It wasn't soft.
Was not soft. And I was just like, we are better than this. Let's change up the wig, you know? But overall, the performance was fabulous.
Yeah. She gave it her all, but I did find the wig a little distracting. It's of note.
I found it very distracting. Yes. Yeah. Yes. The wig was
It was more the shape of the hairline.
And I felt bad.
If we want to get like, because it was like a thick
technical.
Hairline, but it was also very, very almost straight, like thick.
It was odd to watch Venus, whose lace was melted and looked like the hair was coming out of her head.
Yeah.
And then you see Melinda, who is like, you're like, this is my wig, you know? So I was just like, we could have, you know, these are your sisters. They should be helping you. But I felt like Kitten kind of, but this is where I'm saying I felt like Kitten had kind of thrown in the towel. It felt like I didn't get the same fire as I got from her other lip sync.
Mm-hmm. And so Melinda took it. She won.
She did.
Then we had Aurora versus Denim. I'm Not Here to Make Friends. Great lip sync song. Really fun vibes.
Yeah, it was fun.
Fun vibes. Maybe not Jesus pick.
I didn't love it. I loved the lip sync, but the song, I was like, what is this song?
It felt fun for a lip sync. I don't know. It had like nice like levels to it and stuff.
Yeah.
This was also close, but I felt like Aurora brought more musicality where Denim had some of these amazing tricks, but they just felt like they were happening toward the end. It felt like it was unraveling a little bit for Denim. It was like, oh, one more time doing
like
the splits.
Denim, well, no, my thing with Denim, I felt like Denim was holding back.
Right.
Like I was watching and I was just like, I was like, I feel like there's a little bit more fire in you for this performance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then watching her do all these tricks, I'm like, no, there's something in there that you're not putting out, you know? There's a lot more fire in you that you're just not giving us right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like Aurora was so settled and comfortable. Like, again, this is what I'm saying with the Toronto Marathon thing. Aurora walked out of that thing being like, I have trained my whole life for this moment, you know?
Trained.
So Aurora
like literally trained.
She didn't look. Yeah, she's like, I'm not nervous in the least bit for this right now. So mm-hmm. she looked so confident when it felt like Denim kind of looked like questioning herself or something. And I was just, when she was pulling out all these things, I was just like, I feel like there's more in there, babe.
Also, side note for Aurora, I want her to do that eye makeup on me. Those color combos for her shadow were so cool. She had like, it was like a flame or something. It looked sick. She's just really good at makeup. I feel like I never
Aurora
I never
taught
do
me how to do her.
Her
face one time.
Oh, do it on me. Yeah. Oh my God,
it
do
was
it
cool.
on me.
I did in 2020. I used to do these Instagram lives and she was one of my guests and she taught me how to do her makeup. It was super fun.
I really like the way she cuts her crease and everything. I couldn't stop looking. There was like one tight shot before the stage. It's like, nice. Gotta call
it's
it
the
out.
Best makeup on the season. 100%. She has the best
Snatched.
Makeup. Next
so winner,
up, we have
the winner was Aurora.
Oh,
so I don't know if we didn't
sorry.
Say.
Yes.
Snatch
yes.
makeup queen. She got it.
Next, we have Neera and Amy settling their business with a Fever Dream, which this song I hated.
Oh, you didn't like? Okay, for a lip sync or in general, like you just don't like listening to the song.
I just didn't like the song.
Oh, I don't know what it was. I had sushi with Neera this week, and she just was like very honest and open. We had a really great conversation, and then she talked about dance and her experience with dance and how she's done it her whole life. So I actually was getting like emotional watching her perform this first lip sync. I
she's
was
like,
just
your
like,
baby.
Like literally, I was like, I'm watching my baby on stage. And so I loved it because I felt like the song was very dramatic. She
have we when you guys chatted did, have we heard her feelings at all?
No, and if we have she lied right to my face, like she didn't say okay, anything good. About it.
I was gonna say, because we always talk about how she tries to say a joke and then they don't land, and sometimes I'm like, I said that right to her.
I was like, you know what we're obsessed with, Jason and I, we just love when you commit to the bit. Like, it may not be working, but you just
commit to the bit.
And she What'd was she like, say? Well, yeah, what else are you supposed to do? Like, of course.
You commit, babe. You commit to that joke.
And did she ever with this lip sync? I think there was no there was no contest after that. It was done for Amy.
This was another one, like with Aurora. She did not look scared. She was like, I can do this with my eyes closed.
Dance training. Mm-hmm. 5, 6, 7, 8.
But it's not even like you could be dance trained, but there's something about having star quality and something about having it's like what Brooke said, like knowing how to have stillness. Like, I struggle with that. I struggle with stillness in my lip syncs because I feel like I need to constantly be moving.
To be Neera entertaining is to move.
Is to move. And Neera knew I don't need to because I'm cunt and I can just do this tiny thing. Yeah. You could see a lot. I feel like she posted that she's inspired by Sasha Colby a lot, and you could really see that in her movements.
Oh, totally. That hip isolation, that bendy fucking spine. Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Great outfit, too, by the way, for this round of lip syncs. Great.
The
fringe,
red?
The red. It just moved so well. I think it was my favorite lip sync.
Mm-hmm. Amy was a lot better than her last lip sync, too. It was nice to see her settle into more performance and less. I felt like last one, she felt jilted. And this one, it felt like she was more performing the way that she would normally perform. So it was kind of nice to watch her just like have fun.
Mm-hmm. What did we think about the next round with
Neera won, by the way.
We keep skipping by. Give the credit where it's due. Good job, Neera. We love you. Okay. This song selection, Uninvited by Alanis Morissette. Oh my God. I did not know I needed this. I did not know I needed this as a lip sync song. So good.
I would have run so far away from that song. And here is why. I love a ballad. Do not get me wrong.
Okay.
I love a ballad.
She loves a ballad.
Never in my life would I do a ballad in front of Brooklyn Heights.
But, because, like, that's just her. That's her domain. That's hers to own.
That's hers. Yeah. Brooklyn not only loves ballads, she's amazing at a ballad. And Brooklyn has said herself, if she could go to a drag show where it is just ballads the whole time, it would be the happiest day of her life. You know? So, like, that would be terrifying. To do Uninvited, which is a very, like, angry, visceral ballad in front of Brooke, mm-hmm. and then impress her, that's a feat in itself.
Totally.
You know? So.
Yeah. High pressure. So you wouldn't do it.
I would run away from it. And if I did do it, I'd be like, I gotta go somewhere dark for this.
Let's dive into the girls that did do it. What did we think of Venus?
Yeah. I liked it. I did like it. I thought Venus's movements were a little clunky, but I think they had to be.
I was getting actress.
It was, yeah, I think that's why they felt clunky, is because she was acting something out. She was falling into something. I liked her facial expressions.
Totally. And where was that lace? Like, I know sometimes they do a little bit of blurry, but like it looked like it was growing out of her scalp.
No, she blinked and pushed to poop, and instead of poop coming out, hair came out, and then that grew.
Play-Doh toy.
Yeah.
She looked like a beautiful woman. She looked like a cheerleader on the stage.
I know. It was insane. She comes out in this sparkly green outfit and this like honey blonde hair that's grown out of her head. I was like, this is unfair.
The wig was beautiful. I loved it. Loved her look.
And the face was great too. The makeup was beautiful. Yeah. Kiki, honestly, did say when she
was talking about the song selection, Kiki felt weird being in her costume because she wasn't serving grungy Alanis Morissette 90s grunge vibes. It was like Vegas.
But I felt she really held her own.
Yeah, I actually will say for this round, I thought it was like closer than some others.
For me, it was closer than a lot of them. I felt like they really both gave it their all, and they both kind of were really leveled with me. I felt like the only difference was Venus's emotions were a little bit more embodied in her body. Like they were bigger, when I felt like Kiki's were slightly more subtle and more in her face.
Yes, she loves that intensity in the face. And Venus, she took it.
Yeah.
That was the end of the Oh, go ahead.
So that was the end of the first round. And here's what we find out with the first round. All of those girls are now on the bottom.
Yes.
So this is what's different with this lip sync slay-off. Is most lip sync slay-offs is those girls are safe. Usually the winner is safe, and then the losers keep lip syncing until somebody goes home.
Mm-hmm.
Now this one, they're in the bottom no matter what. There's no way for them to save themselves until the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was a fun little twist, you know? It's a little less stressful for them, which, you know, it's more of like you get to see somebody celebrated, but yeah.
But then I think the Golden Beaver has even more impact in that situation. Exactly. This Golden Beaver, bitch. Everyone's talking about it.
I know, this brown Golden Beaver.
It's wild. Anytime I run into someone and talk about the show, they're like, the beaver! People are going wild. They love it. It stirs the pot. So we're into the semifinals. First, we've got Melinda and Aurora. Boys want to be her.
Boys want to be her.
Can we talk about the song being done and Melinda doing one more, like, death drop from a jump in the air? It was kind of a funny beat.
For me, it was her desperately trying to take it, where she was just like, I will not be shown up.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that we could kind of really see her performance capabilities, because I've been saying all season, like, she's got the dips and the tricks. She's not just an iconic character. She's got performance chops, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of nice to watch her and Aurora really go head to head and show how good they both were, because they both were really fighting for it.
They both were. There's just something about Aurora. She has like really great timing in a song. Like she knows when to set up and like mount, do the trick. It always like really crescendos with the song. So that's always what stands Aurora out a bit. I find I watch her more because it's more like fun to watch.
Ooh. I feel like she has better
hot take.
Eye contact.
Yes.
You know, you want her to look at you.
Mm-hmm. Totally. You know,
like, you know, if she's gonna give you that little like side eye and a wink, you're like, oh, you know. Oh my god, she looked at me, you know.
She looked at me with her beautiful smoky eye. So it went to Aurora.
Yes, Aurora took that one home. And next up we have Neera versus Venus. And this was, what song was this?
It was a rap song. Things were going quickly. I didn't catch the name. I'm so sorry, SQQs.
I also didn't know it.
I didn't know it. So I couldn't, like, from memory also. And it's, you know, I know it was on demand, but I didn't catch it. I didn't go back. I was too mesmerized by my friends.
I didn't like the song.
But it was hard to lip
sync. I didn't like the song. Yeah, it was a hard one to lip sync. I mean, Neera got to change into something more fringe. And then we got the cheerleader outfit from Venus. I felt like Venus really held her own.
Me too.
For a really difficult partner. Mm-hmm. Like, I would be scared, you know? And she really, really held her own. She did not give up. She really tried. And she was very entertaining. And she did great. But Neera, babe, it's a take no prisoners kind of thing with Neera.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There's no way.
Totally. I couldn't stop looking at her. And that's where... It's, you know, the one thing about Neera, and I want to know your thoughts. I felt like the lights sometimes, especially when she was performing against Venus. Venus does a very small lash. Neera does a really big lash.
The lights.
I felt like they were adding shadow, and I couldn't see the whites of her eyes as much. That's the one thing for Neera that I was like, do we find her a piecier lash that has that length, but then we get to see more of the light, like the light.
But it's just with her makeup, I don't think it would lend well a smaller lash. Like, right. I still think she wears a 306.
Damn. Classic.
Is that a 306? Is that what we wear?
I don't know. That's, if I was just curious because I could, I think it's because of how much minimal makeup Venus can rock. Like, I know we've talked about that a bit. Both are valid. Both are beautiful. I just was curious because, like, oh, I felt like there was a little bit of shadow on her eyes at certain points. I was like, I want to see a beautiful face.
I think that's just the bad the Canadian show.
The
just
damn lighting. Yeah.
Amazing lighting. God love the Canadian version, but the lighting is something to be desired. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Neera takes that one, obviously.
Slay.
And then, so now Melinda and Venus are safe. They're not in the bottom. So they just get to glide by into next week, top six. So then we get into our final round, which is Neera versus Aurora. Now, this is like a show. We have the trained dancer versus boot camp drag from Toronto with Miss Aurora. Mm-hmm. So, and it's to Black Velvet, again, what I will say, this is one of Brooklyn's songs. She does all the time, and she does very well. I would be terrified.
This, I agree with. Like your point about doing it in front of Brooke, it would she's kind of known for this song, performances to this, so there's pressure for sure.
Ooh, I would be shaking in my boots, but they do.
Shaking in your black velvet.
Shaking in my black velvet boots. I'd be horrified. But they both really held their own, and it's really good. And it's almost, it's kind of crazy because it's almost in the middle because they're both such good performers. Mm-hmm. But
do you know what it
Neera's
is for me?
Just untouchable, man.
It's Neera's ass. That's the like thing that just like tips it over the edge. She's got such a bendy spine that she does these like moves where she gets to like kick her ass up even higher in the air. I don't actually know how she does it. There was just one move by the end and I was like, there it is. There's the moneymaker.
Do you know what mine is? Ass. No, mine's her face.
But she's so bendy, you can see both at the same time.
So we're both right.
Right. It is the face too. She's gorgeous.
It's the face. Mine is that face. She really, the way she paints is so unique. I don't know if there's a lot of people who paint like her. Mm-hmm. And I feel like with the way she paints and the faces she pulls, they're very, it's not just a body thing. Like she's not, you're not just watching her dance. She's also very stimulating in the face.
So she took it for you. You feel satisfied with the winning?
Something about Neera is just, she's really untouchable in the lip sync department.
Totally. You know? I love
like,
this.
Aurora was incredible. She was great. Was you know, close. She wasn't bad at all. It was very close, but there's something about Neera.
Mm-hmm. There really is. And with that kind of song, I think Brooke said it best, the stillness, Neera really can capture those moments. Whereas if it was like, maybe Physical by Dua Lipa. Who knows? Maybe that's like boot camp.
Yeah, that might have been Aurora
challenge.
Boot camp Barbie, Aurora Matrix. But Neera wins, and she pulls the best Kim Kardashian cry face I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, do you think she does love herself some Botox? So I think that's what's
Girl,
going on.
Go back and watch her win because it's a beautiful, tender moment. And my heart really went out for her. And I was so happy that she really got celebrated.
Yeah.
But when you watch her face contort into this like Kim K, like, I was like,
so
work.
Funny. Why did I not notice?
Oh, it's the first thing I noticed. It was great.
That
I was just like, I'm obsessed.
Funny.
I know. But I'm happy she got celebrated. She really deserved it. She's been giving us good TV for, you know, 4-6 weeks now.
Yes. And now she gets to go to PV. Her prize was a trip to Puerto Vallarta, sponsored by
Canada. The one with the hottest ass and the hottest big beefy boyfriend get to go to the gayest place in Mexico. Great. Good for her, bitch.
Neera, if you don't vlog this, I'm going to light myself on fire.
Also, Neera, if you want two plucky little friends to come along, me and Cynthia are available.
Oh, my God. We
How
take
fab,
on PV.
You know? Juice and Synth take on Puerto Vallarta.
No one asked for
the
it.
Ketamine.
You didn't know you wanted it. We didn't either. Obsessed. And I'm looking at the face now when she's crying. It is kind of hilarious.
I hope you keep.
Oh, sorry.
Keep on serving cunt. Keep on serving cunt, 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 cunt.
The media board's really taking its time today.
I'm fucking loving it. It's like a caffeine shot. It's like, whoa, I'm alive. Gotta keep on serving cunt. which Neera did all episode.
She did. But with along with her PV trip, she also gets the Golden Beaver. So she gets to decide whether she saves Denim, Kiki, Amy, or
Kitten.
Kitten.
Meow.
Meow.
Now.
This is where we play strategy or, you know, like there's different ways about it. Like, do you pick the threat? Who then gets to be sent home. Like, she has a lot of power in this moment. Three queens are on the chopping block.
Yeah, and it felt like Neera's the girl who would take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
But...
she didn't.
She didn't. I was like, she saved her friend.
Yeah, and... I think she played the competition respectfully. She knew that Denim was probably, like, high-low. You know what I mean? Like, the highest of the low. And her being in the bottom like that... it's kind of a first for her in the competition. She was very passionate. There's points in her confessionals where I was like, Denim's getting spicy. But there's
Denim was not happy. Denim was not pleased.
I think we're like starting to see Denim crack a little bit in the competition.
Denim was just like, it's fine. I was like, oh, she's pissed.
She's going to do what she wants to do. I was like, oh,
whatever. I was like, oh, Denim's not impressed this episode.
But I think she got through to Neera at her point in the workroom. She did plead her case and Neera, she didn't want to send home a threat. I think it's that classic. If I'm going to win, I want to win amongst the best. And so,
but Kiki's a threat.
She is on the
runway. But she's been in the bottom a lot. She's been on the bottom a lot.
Had she saved, that would have meant three saves for Kiki. She's bribing the girls with gowns. That's what's happening at this point. And I would have given her the beaver.
I'll make you a gown. I for sure. If Kiki looked at you and said, I'll make you a gown, you would have handed her the beaver right there.
Done. In front of people. And then production be like, ooh, you got to wait. And I'm like, no, it's cool. She said a dress that I have. So
Yeah. For free?
Yeah.
Here you go.
But yeah, so I agree. I liked Neera's choice. Save Denim. Yeah, she didn't really deserve to be there.
No. But I still feel like Denim would have won the lip sync.
Do you think?
I do, because remember what I was saying? Denim was holding back.
Right.
Denim was holding back. And I think if it came down to Denim going home or not, mm-hmm. I think all that holding back would have went whoop right out the window,
mm-hmm.
you know, and Denim, I think, would have pulled out every trick in the book and as much energy as she could muster up. And I think she would have cleaned. So, and
it's
I think
crazy
Neera
that
might have seen
one,
that too.
It's crazy when you're performing with two other queens and two of you are going home. Those are really weird odds. That's weird statistics. Is that the word?
No, and kind of a funny song to do. So anyway, so she saves Denim, which, you know, great. Mm-hmm. And then we get Kiki, Amy, and Kitten all lip syncing to I Will Love Again by Lara Fabian, which I thought was by Celine Dion.
Oh, bitch. No.
Does she not sound like her?
She sounds like her, but so you've always heard this song thinking it was Celine?
Celine. And then she said, Lara Fabian. And I went, it's not Celine?
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Who's losing all muscle control. It's so sad.
I didn't know if we were going to bring it up. I was like,
I'm devastated. You have no idea. I'm such a Celine fan. I am devastated.
It's really super sad.
It's so sad. I love Celine. I'm happy
I don't quite understand what the disease is. It's like muscle stiffness or something where you just like your muscles stop.
It's almost like you like turned. Oh, I'm trying not to say this bad, but it's almost like you turned to like everything just stops moving, like working.
You're
it's
frozen.
Almost like they turned
you're
to,
freezing.
You're frozen. I don't want to say turn to stone because that's like offensive, but it's like
it's
that's the
Disney
best way I can
movie.
Articulate it. It's not a Disney movie. She's a person.
Yeah.
But that's the best way I can articulate it. It's like she's locking up in spaces. So sad.
That is truly
Celine.
So sad.
Anyways.
But it wasn't by Celine.
Our
it was
heart
by Lara.
Will also go on.
It will. The
Fabian.
Legacy. Lara Fabian. I actually didn't really know this song, but it was a fun lip sync.
I will love again. I love the song. What did you think of the lip sync?
Okay. So it's a little busy on the stage when there's three at different times.
Yeah.
I appreciate the Canadian production doing the close-ups of each face at certain points. That makes it a little more fair. I feel like that's the Canadian way. Make it a fair competition. At this point, I felt like Amy was kind of my standout.
Oh, no. I was sitting there. Kiki was eating it up for me.
Really?
Oh, Kiki with her little like guys, like her that and her little disco moves. I went,
yes, by the end, I felt like Kiki brought it home. You're right. She kept going when I think there was a little bit of a lull. You're right.
Yeah. Oh, Kiki was giving me energy. She was giving me the kickball change that I didn't know that Kiki could do.
What can't she do? Let's be honest. You know?
What can't she do? You know? So I was really impressed. And I felt like she gave a lot more emotion. I felt like Kitten kind of gave up. Mm-hmm. Kitten was giving me no energy, which bummed me out because I love Kitten. And I was just like,
Kitten had become a cat. An old cat. An old tired cat.
She had been sitting in the sun too long, and she said, I don't want to dance.
I don't want to do it.
And I thought Amy was great. I did think Amy, I thought Amy was great. I thought she was really doing a great job, but just for me, Kiki was taking it.
You're kind of right. Because at first, I was replaying in my mind as we were chatting, I was thinking of the top of the performance, but Kiki did bring it home. She said, don't send me, you know?
She said, don't send me home. I'm going to kickball change my way back into this competition.
If Kiki had a masterclass, like, you know, those online courses you can take online, if Kiki Ko has a masterclass, I would actually do that masterclass. I feel like she's just
Kiki,
so
if you're listening.
That's an idea for Kiki.
Yeah, she should that's do that. An idea. And Cynthia will be there.
I feel like people would absolutely pay for that class.
I know. But after the lip sync, two people go home. Okay, so two girls go home. Mm-hmm. And do you think we should maybe talk to them?
Totally. Do we want to do together or individually? I feel like it's classier to do individual. Let's give them a moment. The moment.
Let's give
exactly.
them their moment.
Okay, perfect.
All right, so we're going to talk to our first queen.
We are so excited to have two queens on the podcast this week. We have the amazing Kitten Caboodle. Welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens, hun.
Hi.
Yay! Okay, we've been obsessed with you all season. I didn't know much of you before season 4, but Juice did, being a Toronto queen. And I just want to say thank you for proving that queens from any generation make fabulous TV. Being the oldest from the cast, did you feel very mother when you walked into that room?
Yeah, of course I did. I mean, some of them were, I think technically I could be their grandparent.
Oh no, feeling very grandmother.
Like, I think I could actually be Nira's grandparent for sure. Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, that's crazy to think about.
Because I'm like almost triple her age. Like,
yeah. Well, she's a baby. Like, she's a little peanut.
Yeah.
You know? Her filler is young, but her body itself is young.
Really?
When you walked in there with that age, did you feel like, you know, they should be respecting me, like respect the elders, or did it play in your mind at all?
No,
not at all. I never expected to be treated any differently. I mean, I certainly don't think that being older gives you any privilege.
Cool.
I don't think it does. I think at first I was a little intimidated. I thought, is this going to be, sometimes I'm not even sure what they're saying. What, like when they said, Kitten, you just ate that. I'm like, are they being rude?
Did they just call me fat?
What are they saying?
And, I look bloated?
And apparently it's a good thing. Apparently
it's a good thing.
To have ate. Yes. And apparently I ate. So I'm okay with it.
Honey, you ate the whole season. Your confessionals, your costumes.
And then somebody else said I peed all over that litter box.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Like
but only when I couldn't make it to the latrine.
I'm obsessed. Literally obsessed. Did you make everything for the season yourself?
I did. I did.
Wow. Huge props.
You saved so much money.
Yeah. Not the hair though, not the wig, not the hats.
Well, we can only do so much.
Yeah, definitely the outfits. Yeah. For sure.
I love that. That's fabulous. Now, Kitten, what would be your biggest takeaway from this experience?
for me, it was before I almost didn't apply this year because, you know, you have this little voice when you get a little older and it's like, oh, you're too old. We're never going to let you in. Why are you bothering putting all this energy into it? And it's, I kind of like live my life like when I have a fear, or I have something in a little voice saying you can't do this or whatever, I feel like it's my job to make sure I fight that and do everything to like counterbalance it. So if I have a fear, I'm going to face the fear. If I have a voice that's saying you can't do this, I'm going to say, screw you. I'm going to do my best. And so I put 100% effort into doing it. And look what happened. I was more shocked than anybody else that I got on.
Well, I mean, you got on and the fans loved you. Like, those first two or three episodes with you in them, people were just like, I love Kitten. Like, there's just something really beautiful that people, that just draws you to people, right? Or people to you, at least. And you were just such good TV. You were so good on the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
No worries, Diva.
I think I wanted to make sure I was just genuinely myself. Like, just bring myself to it and not try to be something I wasn't. So I felt like when I, you never know, as you know, you never know what the edit's going to bring, right? Like, no. I mean, you can have a 5-6 really good jokes and a couple of flops and depending, you know, you never know what's going to show. You hope for the best, pray to the editing gods. I feel like they did a really good job on the edit. I was very proud of everything that they showed and very, very pleased with it.
Totally. Oh, and you got so many little jokes in. You got little shady quips in too. Like, you got, like, little moments.
I didn't even know I was shady.
Me, I would never.
Kind. No, that's the best kind.
If that just kind of happened. I don't know how that happened.
Okay, you're giving me Jennifer Coolidge energy with that answer. How did you feel when you saw that Neera was also being Jennifer Squared, Jennifer Coolai?
Jennifer Coolai, yes. Yes.
I mean, I was like a tomcat in the alley with my hackles.
Yeah, we saw the passion.
I am doing this. I adore Jennifer Coolidge. And I know I went off on a thing about, but you know, she really is like, she's been in the industry a long time and she actually went through a period where she wasn't getting much work or anything. And that's what happens with female actors as they get older. And it's a sad, it's not a good thing. And now she's having a resurgence with White Lotus, which is incredible. And another generation gets to see how fabulous she is. And I identify with her so much. So I really wanted to, not that I'm as amazing as she is, but I would aspire to be. And
but another generation now gets to see how fab you are,
And I mean, and the other thing is, I mean, I've had people say, well, you know, I've seen comments, well, why couldn't they do a new Snatch Game character? And I'm like, well, it was new for us at the time when we filmed it. All Stars wasn't out yet. And we had no idea that I had no idea that. Oh my God, I'm drawing a blank here.
Another queen did Jennifer on another.
I don't remember who did it either.
It's okay. It was. oh my God, I'm so sorry. This is I'm drawing a blank right
now.
Look
at her. She gets on TV. She's better than everyone else. She doesn't need to know any other queens. I don't even remember their names. You were the only.
We'll just put a robotic name in.
Oh my God! It's the
place queen name here.
But I think
I love it.
The same thing that inspired you to play Jennifer, you know, you being inspired by her at her age, having
James Mansfield.
James Mansfield. That's a big one.
My God, yeah. How can I forget her name?
They were fabulous as well, but I think each one of you had a really cool take on Jennifer. But there's something authentic about yours with the age you came on this show. I feel like there are going to be other queens now, regardless of their age. Maybe they are a bit older. I feel like you're inspiring a whole generation of performers in Canada because you didn't skip a goddamn beat. There was no part of this entire season where it was like, I was giving you any sort of extra grace because of your age. I was still, Juice and I were watching you just like a regular, degular contestant. And you slayed, girl. Like, your looks.
You ate it up.
You're funny. Like, the whole time, I feel like you should be very proud of yourself.
Mm-hmm. I was very, very happy with it. I really like the fact that they would take my walker away and hide it when they filmed.
That's kind of them. That's kind of them. The editing gods, if you will.
You know, I have to say, I almost did it, but I thought, my entrance, I really wanted to do a walker with, like, you know.
Oh, I would have died.
With the tennis balls on the bottom. And I just wish you did do that. Like,
I wish you did. Oh, my God. I wish you did.
That's kind of amazing.
But speaking of age, Kitten, I want to go back to your birthday post. And when did you find out that you were daddy? And will you be exploring the thirst traps more? You know?
That was 8 years ago. When I was turning 50 and going through my official gay midlife crisis.
Of course. As we all do.
And I worked out so hard I used to teach fitness and run programs and things for many, many years. But anyways, I worked out so hard for that. And you know what that's like, Juice. You know what?
Yes, I know.
You know what it's like working out hard on the weights and protein powder, everything. And,
constantly.
I worked out so hard. And then for my birthday, I got a photo shoot done with, you know, my friend David Ha. And so that was somewhat one of the pictures. And I had not seen that picture. I think he had that because he often has a lot that he doesn't give to you.
Mm-hmm. So hidden.
I was like, I don't remember seeing this one. And I really liked it with the yellow background and the jeans. So I thought, oh, that was really cute. Because I had some other ones that are a little more risque that I didn't want to. I mean, nothing was totally exposed.
But
I didn't want to post it because, you know, somebody might like decide to report it or something and then you don't have access to your Instagram for like weeks. So.
Oh, well, did you see all the commotion on Twitter for it?
No, well, a little bit, but not much. I'm not on Twitter as often, but or on X as often, but
there was a lot of commotion on Twitter for it. Lots of commotion. Yes. That's why I went, we should revisit this, Kitten. We should revisit the thirst trap. I know the power of a thirst trap, you know?
Hasn't she ever? She's built a career off of it.
Built a career off of a thirst trap.
Seriously. Yeah. there'll be no more thirst traps? That was for the 50th birthday, or can we anticipate something?
Oh, I have
something?
Some other pictures. So I have that year they did we did like a I was on the Woody's poster.
Ooh,
do you remember? I don't know if you remember back that. Anyways, so I might repost that one coming up too. I think it's lower in my feed on Instagram. So yeah, anyways, I'll post that again.
Oh, I love that.
Twitter/X will have a field.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Apparently, I really am. I'm like a. What did I say? I'm a MILF in drag and a granddaddy out of drag, and that's what I call
granddaddy. You are hilarious. I am so curious. What does 2024 look like for Miss Caboodle?
I think it just I'm working on kind of leaning into more comedy and I've been talking to a few people about doing a few things, but nothing concrete yet. But hopefully some more TV I'm open to things. So I'm open to what the universe brings to me.
She's here to talk.
She's
ready.
And my agent.
And your agent, especially your agent.
And my agent.
How classy is that? Talk to my agent. My people will talk to your agent. People. Yes. She's a star. You heard it first.
You just show up, you know, that's all you need to do. Just be the
Somebody's
star.
Somebody's
got to
take 20%.
Oh, Kitten, we love you so much. You were such a pleasure to watch this season. Juice and I have been saying it all episode. Season 4 has been our favorite.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
You guys have really has. And you
really
made
something special.
A huge part of that. So
it was fun.
Thank you for coming on the podcast. And maybe one day we'll do a full length interview, really dissect the brain of Kitten Caboodle.
Well, if you slice me in half, you can just count the rings to see how old I really am.
Exactly.
I love that. Well, Kitten, thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, honeys.
Love you guys.
All right, so she is our Ottawa sensation this season, Miss Amy Yonsei Chanel. How are you, diva?
Hello. Hola, hola, hola. I'm great. I'm fantastic. I'm happy. I mean, it's a combination between sadness and happiness. So
Yeah. It's bittersweet.
Well, you know, it's the process.
You gotta go through the motions.
We're fantastic, and we love to stir the pot. So we've got to know, Amy, is there still beef between you and Neera?
We're good. We have talked about everything. The thing is, we are not best friends. It's not like we talk every day. I don't even have her number. I don't have her phone number. We only talk on Instagram, or we have a chat group with everybody's there. But there is no hate between me and Neera. Everything is cool. We make TV and we are sisters.
I mean, you two made some great TV. Like, those fights were fabulous.
Those fight was real.
Neera's a bitch.
I mean, everything I said, I mean it. That was what I was thinking, I was feeling at the moment. And I don't feel sorry about anything I said. It's in the past, but I have all of those feelings. I have it in that moment, and I say what I said, and we are good. This is my big problem. My problem is, like, when I think something about somebody, I will say it, and usually I'm in trouble because of that.
Honestly, that's so real, though. I'd rather that. Yeah.
But she's a fucking bitch.
Okay.
So I mean, she is kind of a bitch.
There's a little beef, a tiny bit of beef. Professional drag queen beef. We love it. We love it.
Good beef.
No, that's so important. That's why you were such good TV, Amy. You just speak your mind, you live your truth. It was such a pleasure to watch you on season 4.
When I was cast for the show, I tell myself, I'm just going to be me. I'm not going to pretend to be anybody else. Because sometimes when you are on TV, you make like this character, and it's not unique. I went there to have fun, and obviously I was competing to win, even though they sent me home. It was the time for me to go home, but I'm so grateful for the opportunity.
Good. Now, what was it like when you walked in and you saw Kiki Ko? Because you're both Ottawa queens.
I was shocked.
Really?
And I had the feeling, and it happened. I have this strong feeling, we going to like sing against each other. And it happened. And that bitch, she sent me home. First of all, she didn't save me with the Golden Beaver. I never got the opportunity to be saved by the Golden fucking Beaver.
Oh, no.
And then she sent me home. But, I don't have any problem with Kiki. I freaking love her. She's one of my good friends, sister. We talk every single day. We have a really good relationship.
Good. I want to talk about the Golden Beaver for a second.
I hate that bitch. Are we allowed to swear here?
Oh, yeah. It's so chill, yeah.
When you heard about this Golden Beaver factor this season, did it completely change your mentality on the season? Like, were you thinking, now I have to play nice, I have to play more strategic? What was going through Amy's brain?
You know, and thanks to God and to the Black Jesus, you guys be in the same friendship, because you guys from Canada Drag Race. And I really love and respect your drag. You guys are so amazing. It was so fun to watch on TV. And I follow you on Instagram. And you'll see, you know, you can be my daddy. Since
I know, I've seen the DMs. Yes, I've seen the DMs.
Oh my God, they're DMs.
Don't cut me out. Let's go back to the Beaver. Let's go back to the Beaver.
There we go.
So in Drag Race, when you are there, because it's so easy to watch from home and watch TV and critiques and comment and go on social media and send hate and say love, that is really easy. But when you are there and everything goes so fast, it's like bam, 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 boom, boom, boom. Yeah. I feel like I didn't even have time to think. Like now watching it, I was like, oh, I will do this different. Oh, maybe if I think about it, I will make some alliance. Sorry, my pronunciation in English.
No, you got it.
Alliance. And to be honest, the beaver arrived and it was like, do you have any alliance? Who is your alliance? Like, are you planning to do? And I was like, no, I'm here by myself. I'm fighting for myself. I want to win. There is $100,000. But the game, it was not really like you fighting for yourself. You have to make, you know, those teamwork and say, let's beat these bitches. I never got close to Kiki. I never in the show talked to her because I don't want to show like a depending on her. Even in the design challenge, I didn't ask her for anything, for like how to put a zipper or anything. I did everything on my own. And that was my big mistake. Kiki was my close friends in the show. And now I can see why they cast like 2 and 3 queens for every city. Like you knew each other. So that way you can make the, I say, alliance. Yes. And then make the TV interesting. And even though I wasn't really playing the game, I make a great TV, and yeah, like I didn't have any alliance, and I think that's why I'm home tonight. Today.
Oh, well, that's okay. And you were still fun.
And plus, Nira won the Lixine Lara, but no, the Lixine is laid off. It's not Lara Peros. And then since she won, I was like, you know, it's okay. I don't think I'm going to get that fucking golden beaver because Miss Nira having her hands. And obviously, she really wanted to send me home.
Oh, well, I mean, I thought maybe for a second she may be like, you know what? We've been through so much, like an enemies to lovers moment. Like maybe she could have saved you. That could have been a moment.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, that never crossed my mind. I even remember you know, you have to please your case and ask this person to save you. I have to watch again the episode, but I think I say like it sounds fake because it was fake. I said just to say something and I knew she's not gonna save me because I knew she have a alliance with Denim already, like all of the butt love. Like at that point, I knew like who is with who, and it was too late for me to click and grab like alliance with someone. Mm-hmm. And plus I didn't want any challenge. So I don't think they see me as a competition in the competition. Oh. So it was too late for me to put my pussy up there. But...
Well, Amy, we think that you were competition, but I want to ask one thing. This might be like kind of out of context, out of the gate, but I'm just so curious. Were you wearing the heart of the ocean in your interview look?
I was.
Why?
And I'm happy like people are like on the internet, they're like asking those type of questions because that was my plan. Obviously it's not the original one, it's a fake one. I don't have that money. But my grandmother, she gave me that. And it's because it's so sweet. She's so sweet. She lived in Miami and she gave me that. And it's because I really love sunset, sunrise, and the ocean. I like to sit down like close to the beach and just listen to music, drink something, read, meditate. I'm very spiritual and I believe in energy. I like to touch the ground. Is that the ground?
Touch grass.
I like those weird things. So she gave it that to me because that really describes what I like. And I say, I want to wear my confession. And you know, you have to send a few options for confessions. And I was like, I hope they pick this one.
Oh, even if they didn't pick it, I would have snuck it on. Put it on. You know,
oh, good. Eye juice.
Thank you. I knew it was something special. I knew it was.
That's amazing. Okay, Amy.
And then the little map is my country, Dominican Republic. The one in gold. I was representing my country and my people. Like I'm the first Dominica competing in Canada Drag Race. Not the first one in Drag Race in general. There is other Dominican Drag Race queens. But I'm happy to represent my country.
And the first one in Canada, that's a big deal.
It's a big deal. Mm-hmm. So aside from specific jewelry, was there anything you didn't get to show on this season that you wish you could have?
I can't talk about it. I think.
Oh, you can't talk. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. That's okay.
I think I can because I got eliminated and there is still more episodes to come. But there is something, yeah, I really were looking forward to show and to be part of, and I didn't because I just got eliminated. But I'm gonna use my social media and then I'm going to share that.
Good.
Yeah.
So, what would be next for Amy then? What's next up on the docket?
So, as you guys know, Canada Drag Race have a tour next year, but I'm not part of the tour because I'm not on the top four. She just got eliminated. And I was like a little bit sad because obviously as a drag performer, you want to travel around Canada. You want to meet the fans. You want to do the meet and greet. You want to perform and all of that. And obviously make your money. And I'm on debt right now. But the plan, I was like, you know what? What about if I do my own tour? What about if I have the platform, people are following me, let me just do something by myself. I talked with my manager and then I'm going on a tour in May. I'm working on that. It's something like I've been planning and working on. I'm not going to DragCon UK because it was too close for me and I'm not prepared for that. But I'm going to DragCon LA. I'm so excited. It's my first time going there. I don't know. I'm a little bit nervous because you're going to meet all of the trap performers.
It's so fun. You'll love it. It's so fun. Oh,
I can wait. And I know like in the future, this is not the end for my career. This is not the end of Amy Johnson Chanel. There is Drag Race Mexico, which is like a Latin friendship drag race. And eventually they're going to have like Drag Race Mexico versus the world. Maybe they will call Amy Johnson Chanel to represent Canada. Who knows? I feel like I'm a really good representation of the Latin community here in Canada. Mm-hmm. So this is one opportunity for me. There is Drag Race Spain. There is All Stars. I want to do more TV because I have a lot of fun. And as you guys can see, I can make TV. And one thing I learned is not to be hard to myself. I'm beautiful and stunning. My English is perfect. Is there I have a strong accent. I can hear and see that, but that is not a limit. I was being so hard to myself, and what I'm doing right now is saying sorry for being hard to myself, like saying sorry to myself. And I feel so good. I feel so great. I don't have nothing to prove to anyone. Because everything what I did in the show, I did it for myself and I proved myself and I'm a superstar.
Fabulous. I love that.
You are a superstar.
You are a superstar. And think about it. You know two languages?
Yeah, in French, but a little bit.
So you've got like almost three languages in there. Do you know like how smart you have to be to know that many languages? Like that's iconic.
And I teach that myself. I learn. Okay, this is really funny. I learn English doing drag. Like when I started doing drag, I couldn't say anything in English. I remember I wasn't allowed to host because obviously I was like hello and bye. And then I bought books and I started like studying and Duolingo and talking with the queens and asking questions like how do you say this using Google Translate and then hosting the show and I'm still learning. I still like for example, I was talking in the show about I tried to kill my life twice. And it's like, try to kill your life. Bitch, it's not try to kill your life. I tried to kill myself twice. So I still make mistakes. I still make mistakes. I still learning. When I don't understand something, I ask questions and I try to memorize that. Thank you for asking that and putting that on the table right now because as an immigrant and being English as your second language is really hard. Like I came to this country when I was 23, 24. And like you have to learn, but at the same time you have to work because like there is no time for you just to go and go to school and do other things. Like being an immigrant is a hard process. And sometimes when people I'm making jokes about my English and my accent and all of that. It's like, at least I can talk your language, but can you talk my language?
Exactly.
Exactly, bitch.
Do you speak Spanish? Because, bitch, we can go there and you see.
Yeah. Because I would sound not great if I sat here and tried to
speak Spanish right now. For me, it's hard. When you guys try to speak in Spanish, it's like, oh, it's so hard. It's so sexy.
Oh, lo siento.
That's it. Huh? Like,
Jesus is gonna send you voice notes over the DMs.
I
haven't sent you any notes or anything on DMs.
No.
Okay, because you know before we start using their imagination right now.
No,
I think you're like, hot, you're just sexy, and that's it. I just appreciate it.
It's just playful flirting. That's all.
That's it.
That's all. It's just playful flirting. But
I tried to save my life and you kill it.
She is the smartest and most beautiful girl on Canada's Drag Race Season 4. Thank you so much for joining us, Amy, on Say Chanel. And we cannot wait to see more from you. Maybe Drag Race Mexico versus the world. Love that.
There we go. Thank you so much, guys, for having me today. I can't wait to meet you and hug you and, you know.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so that was Amy and Kitten. I loved that. How did you feel?
So fun always talking to the Eliminated Queens. Double the fun when it's two. I'm sure it was hard for them to see two queens go at the same time, but I love both Amy and Kitten. They're phenomenal. Go follow them on socials if you aren't already. I feel like we got to give these season four sisters some love on socials because it's an iconic season.
It is an iconic season. It's the best one. Amy had said to us after her interview, she had made a quick quip, and she says, "What do you guys actually think of our season?" And both of us were like, "The best season of Canada's Drag Race." Like, off the record, it's my favorite one. I'm having so much fun watching. So it was absolutely fabulous. But you know what else is absolutely fabulous?
What juice?
Our SQ cuties. And our SQ cuties sometimes send in voice notes. So we have this one from Peter from DC. So I think we should give that a listen.
Oh my God, totally.
Hi, Miss Kiss and Miss Box. This is Peter in Washington, DC. I've just become an SQ cutie for season 4 of Canada's Drag Race and love the podcast. My partner and I are heading up from the US to Canada for Christmas, and we'll be in Toronto the week after Christmas. We thus have two questions for you. Besides following the queens from Drag Race, what would be the best way to learn about shows in the Toronto area while we're there? Are there local queens, bars, restaurants that we need to know about? Number two, what is the etiquette around tipping in US dollars, yay or nay? Thanks so much, and have a very happy holiday season.
Aww,
Peter.
I love that question. This is a me. I can take this one.
Take it away.
Peter. Cruise and tangos if you want to dance and you want to watch shows all night long, because we do a thing called Marathon Drag in Toronto where there is that girl is up there and she is dancing for dollars, you know.
Topic on Twitter this week.
Hot topic on Twitter. So I would say Cruise and tangos if you really want to like dance and have fun. If you want to chill and kind of get more of like a loungy vibe, go to Woody's. That's always a really good one. It's literally right across the street from Cruise and tangos. And then there's a bunch of little bars, like there's The Drink, there's The Well, there's a few others up and down the strip, but those are the really big ones I would say you could go to. And shows happen every single night. There's always going to be a show on no matter what. So no
on
matter
church,
where you go.
Yeah. Just go and you'll enjoy yourself. You can go up and down, you can bar hop, have fun.
Yeah, there's always going to be shows. And American dollars, I like getting tipped in American dollars because one American dollar is like $3 Canadian. Tea. And it feels like, especially like, it feels so pussy when someone throws American money.
Oh, and they crumple it and then like it's a ball?
Like, you know when Sasha takes it and throws it against her chest and it's like,
oh, yes.
And it's like a big wad of money. So I always say if you're going to tip an American, don't just tip $1. Tip like $5 or $10 in ones, because then we feel like, yes, you know, it feels totally. Like, because in Canada, we get fives, tens, 20s, and 50s. So if you're only going to tip $1, it's kind of just like, oh, you know, tip a little bit more.
Yeah, so maybe quantity is the key.
Over quality.
Yes, for USD. But please have the most fun, Peter. You're going to feel like
yes,
a
Peter.
Billionaire as an American in Canada. So live it
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah. You're going to feel
our
so
economy.
Rich. Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you so much.
But I love that. That's what a fun little place to spend New Year's. I'm trying to think about New Year's is usually, I think Cruise and Tangos is doing a really cool New Year's show. if you end up going there. But it's crazy. Kind of smells like a urinal cake, but God love it.
More towards the night. Yeah, the bathrooms get a little scary.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and if you are going to go to the bathroom at Cruise and Tango's, don't go to the upstairs ones. You want to go downstairs all the way to the end. Don't go to those first two. You want to go all the way to the end because no one really goes to those ones.
Right. Aren't some kind of like people are like hooking up in them? No.
Wow, you narc. I don't know, Cynthia. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Have fun, Peter.
Have fun, Peter. Oh, my God. But if you want to be like Peter and you want to be on the pod, you can go to Semi-Qualified Queens Pod on Instagram, Twitter at SQQPod using the hashtag Semi-Qualified Questions, or email us at SemiQualifiedQueensPod@gmail.com.
And listen how fun voice notes are on the podcast. You can do so too by going to www.speakpipe.com/SQQPOD.
And if that isn't enough and you want to see us live, we are going to be coming to a city near you. So go to both of our socials or go to Semi-Qualified Queens Pod. Go to the link tree and see if we are coming to you and get a ticket today.
It'll change your life.
Change your life. We love you guys so much, and we will see you next week for another episode of Canada's Drag Race Season 4. Bye. Mwah.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar.
Love you. Bye.